Some are saying take it to the streets. Some are saying burn the city down. Some are saying let's go back to campus. Some are saying let's go to the Black Panther rally to hear the Black Panther speak. And in the midst of all this, the demonstrators are listening to no one but remaining right here in the New Haven Green. The only speaker who seems to be having any effect on this demonstration is a person who appears to be a member of the New Haven Black Panther Party, who is telling the demonstrators that the Black Panthers did not want this demonstration. They did not ask for this demonstration. I do not mean the May Day rally this afternoon. What I mean is that the Black Panthers did not want any nighttime demonstrations. Another tension point is building up on the other side of the New Haven Green. The police are now charging into the crowd. Bottles are being thrown, tear gas canisters. Police are now charging down the street at the demonstrators with tear gas sprayers in front of them, running down the street. It is now covering the southern end of the New Haven Green, and the police are now moving back, and the demonstrators are continuing to run, even though the leaders, the apparent leaders of the protest, are saying, don't run, walk. A small police unit is still moving towards the old campus with the demonstrators spraying gas and throwing canisters at them. Several of them are now being thrown back at the police. A thick fog is now developing right in front of us. Police are now moving towards the crowd with their truncheons at the ready. And the fog, whatever it is still floating towards the old campus. The police have regrouped and are now moving down the street again with their fogging machine. The gas is floating over the crowd, but doesn't seem to have too much of an effect. The cloud is extremely thick, and because of that, it does not move very far. It tends to stay in one lump and just hover in the air until it dissipates. It does not spread over large areas. Now, once again, just off the New Haven Green, and the shout has gone up, move back, as you can hear. But some of the demonstrators seem not to want to move back. Many of them are looking towards the area where the police came from out of curiosity. The police, meanwhile, have retreated for the time being, and a good few hundred yards now separates the police from the demonstrators who have elected to remain here in the vicinity of the New Haven Green. Now the marshals of this demonstration have linked arms and are forcing the people to move back. The effort is to get the demonstrators away from the New Haven Green area and back to the Yale Old Campus. Marshals have stopped the attempt to link arms to push people back. They have now taken to using bullhorns, saying this is not supposed to be a riot, this is supposed to be a demonstration. If you want to help the Panthers, if that's why you came to New Haven, you will move back to the old campus. The effort to move the demonstrators back to the old campus has been going on for several minutes now, but the situation is so confused. People are giving different directions to each other. and many of the demonstrators are obviously out-of-towners and do not know where the old campus is.
The Panthers have told us what we've got to do this weekend. And what we've got to do is have massive demonstrations, but they got to stay peaceful.
Several firecrackers, apparently firecrackers, are going off. Bottles are being thrown. And the effort continues, and the effort continues to move people back to the old campus. Those may sound loud, by the way, those firecrackers or cherry bombs or whatever they are, but while they are loud, they are not causing any damage, just upsetting some of the people who are a little bit further away from those firecrackers who don't know exactly what it is. It appears now that another confrontation is in the works. Police have joined ranks as the marshals for this demonstration have failed in their attempt to move the people back to the campus. Now the police apparently feel it is their turn. There goes some tear gas canisters, tear gas grenades, I believe they're called. They're now scattering all over the place. Apparently the police began throwing them when something was thrown at the police. Gas is now spreading in the southern end, in the southern end of the New Haven Green, and the police are now beginning to move back into this area. One demonstrator saying she can't see is being taken away by somebody from the medical team that has been set up here, as well as two marshals. Apparently the gas, whatever it was, struck her with a high concentration, and apparently she just fainted. She just fainted and is being carried away. The medical team is now pouring some substance into her eyes, and in the meantime, the police are hurling more tear gas canisters at the demonstrators, and it appears that some of the demonstrators are picking them up before they are fully expelled and throwing them back at the police. The police are actually not moving. They are at the other end of the street, and they appear to be launching the tear gas grenades at the demonstrators. A small group of demonstrators carrying the banner of Youth Against Foreign Fascism have moved towards the police line on Temple Avenue and Chapel Street. More tear gas grenades being launched at the demonstrators and bottles being thrown at the police. The street is filling with tear gas grenades. And apparently they are not launched, they are thrown by the police by hand, and they explode upon impact, sending the gas out. The canisters burn themselves out.
WVAI New York.
Now heading back towards the police. Oh. Now I know why that young lady said she couldn't see. Despite the gas, demonstrators are still refusing to move back totally. This confrontation, this tear gas canisters going off all around us, thick clouds of smoke right in the middle of the park now. They're exploding all around us now. And the marshals are still exhorting the demonstrators not to run, to move quickly back, but not to run, and it's easy to understand why. This confrontation has been going on for more than an hour now, and at this location in particular, the battle line seems to have been drawn between the police and the demonstrators. There's also the other battle line between the demonstrators and the other demonstrators, those who want to take the fight into the street, and those who remind those people that the Black Panthers themselves, the people who wanted this rally, the people for whom this rally was sponsored, didn't want a demonstration tonight. They were in full favor of the May Day rally, which took place all day and this evening, but they did not want any demonstrations tonight. They said this would they said this would hurt the Panthers' cause. The gas is really all around us now. There's no way to get out.
At this point, it appeared that the street demonstration was over, but it was not. Neil Conan reported.
The National Guard, with rifles at the ready, has sealed off the street separating the old campus and the upper green. They're also wearing tear gas masks, and there's a large number of people gathered in front of the first, between the first two buildings of the old campus. Almost everybody has left the lower green by now and has come up here, where apparently there may be another confrontation in the making. The guard has fixed bayonets, and they're standing two, three, and sometimes four deep. Here at the corner of Chapel and it can't be college again, but yes, it is college. Up here at the corner of the upper green, just across the street from the old campus where everybody was urged to move a few moments before, and now everybody seems to be moving in this direction. So far, the National Guard, as far as I know, have not been involved in any of the gassing or any of the other actions tonight. But it looks as if there was a bottle thrown about, 40 feet in front of the guard, and people are moving back. There have been a couple of more bottles thrown, but as yet, the National... And once again, the people who are in favor of moving back into the buildings and onto the old campus are linking arms and trying to move people back. But there are an awful lot of people well back. Most of the people up front seem to be pressed. There are a lot of people who are about 200 feet behind the police are staying. The situation is, seems to me at least, fairly tense. People saying they shot 8 students at Ohio State. The traffic light idiotically changing ever regularly over the National Guardsman's head. And the demonstrators telling each other that they don't have guns. All of a sudden, a group of people right in front of me threw a whole number of things, and here come the tear gas canisters bursting all around me. And it was apparently just, it was a lot more than a volley. Nobody's charged yet, and there's a canister going off next to me, and the gas is pretty bad. Thank you, brother. We're getting out of the worst of the gas now. And there's an orderly retreat here from the police lines. The gas is not as strong as the last attack, but it's still pretty bad, and there's still a big wave of it coming right at us. This stuff right here is relatively weak. I can't see anything. The whole 400 feet or so is just swathed in gas. I keep hearing small explosions, and I don't know exactly what they are. The demonstrators are way, way, way back, about two blocks away from the police. It really feels like major artillery has gone off here with all the smoke. There's gas also rolling in from the lower campus side of the lower green side of the upper green, where apparently police fired the tear gas. I would imagine from what I saw that the police fired most of the tear gas, not the National Guard. There was no charge, however, the thing which would have been pretty disastrous had it happened. And the demonstrators have moved way well back. This last gassing was the direct result of a group of perhaps a maximum of 10 people who were, at the time they provoked this, standing about, 10 feet away from me. I didn't see what any of them looked like, unfortunately. But at a signal, they all threw bottles simultaneously at the National Guard and the police, who then responded with this volley of tear gas. And once again, this a massive tear gassing by the police and possibly the National Guard. I really couldn't see whether the National Guard fired any gas or not, because by the time I looked, my eyes were pretty blurry. Have gotten most of the demonstrators off the street and inside of the building. Last time it moved them from the lower green to the upper green and the outskirts of the old campus, and now it's gotten most of them into the old campus, probably nursing eyes, throats, and noses. People are still trying to move inside the green. I've talked to a couple of people around here who said that they resented the marshals acting as pigs, the marshals being the people urging the people, ever since this began to go back, and that they felt that if the demonstrators had presented a unified front, they could have accomplished something. What, I don't know. But one person I spoke to seemed in great admiration of Daruba, of the New York Panther 21, who, he said, urged them all to bring a gun. That statement is completely unverified. There's practically no one on either the upper or lower greens. There is practically, again, no one within 500 feet or so of the National Guard still massed at the corner. And there are relatively very few people left on the streets here. The tear gas still is lingering in the air as I make my way over to the studio. This is Neil Conan reporting.
By midnight, the action was finally over, but a few hundred demonstrators were still milling around the streets. The marshals for the rally began moving through the streets in a car equipped with loudspeakers and tried to explain what had happened that night in yet another attempt to get people off the streets and back to the campus.
From the call of the party said eight brothers and sisters have been ripped off down at the green by the pigs and urged people to go out and help those brothers and sisters. We contacted the New Haven Panther Defense Committee, contacted the Black Panther Party and Artie Seale. Artie Seale said that person was not from the party and was a provocateur and urged us to keep cool this weekend. It's clear that he was a pig. It happened happened at a time when we were dividing, when half the people were over in those rings and half were down here. At times we got to fight, and at times we got to be cool. If people could move inside now and talk to their brothers and sisters, people who have come down from Cambridge, who had an out-of-sight battle with the pigs there and put 25 pigs in the hospital, are out-of-sight people. They know how to fight and to win. People should share that experience with each other. People should carry that experience back to cities all up and down the East Coast where we come from. But the Panthers think that New Haven, today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow and the next day, is not the place for us to go out and fight with the pigs, to fight with the National Guard, because it'll bring the pigs down on the black community. I really hate having to give this rap, but what this rap, the reason that the New Haven Panther Defense Committee is talking now, rather than the Panthers, is that if the Panthers come out here, if Doug Miranda came out here and gave a rap, the pigs might come and vamp on them and start vamping on us again and shoot them rather than gas us. Let me explain something for a minute.
Maybe you'll find out.
There is a way that the Panthers have chosen to relate. Talk to the brothers right next to you. Talk to the brothers right next to you. Find out what people are saying.
Everybody's telling me.
All right. Let me explain something for a moment. There is a way that the Panthers have chosen to relate their policy to us through the New Haven Committee. The New Haven Committee is a source for Panther policy. The Panthers are not but relating by sending people out to speak to large crowds.
They have messengers.
Hey, listen. All I'm trying to do is clear up some rumors and spread a little bit of the truth. The times you got to fight and the times you got to keep things a little bit cool. What that means, people, is that the Panthers, especially Big Man and other people in their raps today, laid out very clearly reasons why we should keep things cool this weekend. Why tonight, no matter how much we fight, we're not going to fight free Bobby Seale tonight. We just don't have enough people together enough. People got to get guns, got to arm themselves, got to get together, got to carry on the struggle, get a lot more people out to join us in the streets. But that not tonight and not here. 50% of New Haven is black. Every direction that you move in away from Yale after two or three blocks is the black community. What that means is that if we take a confrontation out to the black community, that the National Guard and the paratroopers are going to be coming down on the black community. Then we leave in two or three days, but those people keep on getting again and again, and a lot of them are going to be hurt, and a lot of us are going to be hurt. There are times you got to fight. We got to fight when we can win. Look at what happened in Santa Barbara. People burned down the Bank of North America. That was right on, because people were together and moved fast. But here we got 4,000 guys from the paratroopers sitting out a half an hour away from town, and we got 2,000 National Guardsmen in town. We can't win under those circumstances. Okay. People should back up and get back on the campus. Listen, militancy does not always mean that we go out and fight in the streets. Sometimes it means, I mean, it's good that people are talking now. They got to talk these things out. Again and again, we go out and fight the pigs. We got to find out how we can fight to win, not fight and lose and get smashed.
Slowly, the demonstrators began filtering back into the campus as word was received that an explosion had taken place at Ingalls Rink, where about 100 demonstrators were peacefully listening to rock music. Only one person was injured, though, by the flying glass. At almost the same time, another report came through that there was a fire in the Yale Law School but it was quickly put out. For what happened since Friday night, here's a report from Yale Radio, WYBC-FM.
At yesterday's rally in support of the New Haven Nine, Tom Hayden of the Chicago Conspiracy Trial announced the formation of a group called the National Student Strike Coordinating Committee. The following statement was released by this group at a meeting of about 70 organizers in Morse College. Participants in the May Day demonstration in New Haven have called a nationwide strike of high schools, colleges, and universities to begin Tuesday, May 5th, Marx's birthday. We demand the following. 1. That the United States government end its systematic oppression of political dissidents and release all political prisoners. That the U.S. government cease its escalation of the Vietnam War into Cambodia and Laos, and that it unilaterally and immediately withdraw all forces from Southeast Asia. 3. That the universities end their complicity with the U.S. war machine by an immediate end to defense research, ROTC counterinsurgency research, and all other such programs. Regional caucuses have already been organized to coordinate strike mobilizations at high schools, colleges, and universities across the nation. A member of the New England Regional Strike Committee, whose headquarters will be in Dwight Hall on the Yale campus, told WYBC this morning that regional groups and the national committee's function will be purely informational and that the strike organizations across the country will be, for all practical purposes, autonomous. National headquarters will be located at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. An early morning visit to strike headquarters in Dwight Hall revealed that plans for the proposed nationwide student strike were still in the formative stages. Very little organizational work has actually been done, and as of yet, there seems to be no concrete proposals other than a series of meetings presently being arranged. The strike will probably center around the three demands earlier reported. Last night, after the rally in the afternoon on the New Haven Green, there was a demonstration. This morning, here's a report filed by Michael Darnell of WIBC. New Haven townspeople arose this morning in what is a calm city after a night of minor confrontations between students, city policemen, and National Guard units. Strong winds have removed all but a few traces of tear gas, mostly pepper gas, that was flooded across most of the Yale campus last night. The city this morning is quiet, and as most people prepare themselves for Sunday worship. Students at Yale, too, are waking and going about their usual Sunday activities. Some of them have remained awake most of the night sitting around campfires built in Yale College courtyards discussing the events of last night. Yale student information volunteers and medical personnel have also kept a vigil throughout the night and are continuing through Sunday. Last night's disturbances started when a group of people tossed a small barrage of bottles at policemen stationed on Elm Street in front of Henry Hall. Policemen retaliated with the release of a number of tear gas canisters onto the New Haven Green near the provocateurs. National Guardsmen were standing by, ready to aid city officials. The confrontation escalated and moved west and north around the Yale campus. The prevailing winds spread the huge clouds of gas throughout the entire campus area. However, by 1 a.m., the crowds had dispersed, and the only troops to be seen were National Guardsmen patrolling in Army jeeps. Many Yale students were severely gassed on the freshman campus by the wind-carried gas from the street demonstration. Police report that 6 arrests were made last night in connection with the demonstration around Yale University. Only minor injuries are reported to have been incurred during the rolling confrontation between police and students. Most medical stations around Yale campus treated people only for tear gas. The situation at this moment in New Haven is peaceful and looking towards the future. From the studios of WYBC-FM, this is Jim Katz for WBAI in New York City.
You've been listening to a special report on the events connected with the May Day rally in New Haven, Connecticut. This program was produced for Pacifica Radio by Paul Fisher and Neil Conan. The producers would like to thank the staff of WYBC Yale Radio in New Haven for their help and cooperation.
Hello, this is...